at Yate. He made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood, 5 cubits was its length, and 5 cubits its width. It was square, and its height was 3 cubits. He made its horns on its 4 corners. The horns were of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. He made all the utensils for the altar, the pans, the shovels, the basins, the forks, and the fire pans. All its utensils he made of bronze. And he made a grate of bronze network for the altar under its rim, midway from the bottom. He cast 4 rings for the 4 corners of the bronze grating as holders for the poles. And he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. Then he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar with which to bear it. He made the altar hollow with boards. He made the laver of bronze and its base of bronze from the bronze mirrors of the ministering women who assembled at the door of the tent of the appointed times. Then he made the court on the south side. The hangings of the court were of fine woven linen, 150 feet long. There were 20 pillars for them, and 20 bronze sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. On the north side, the hangings were 150 feet long, with 20 pillars and their 20 bronze sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. And on the west side, there was hanging of 75 feet long, with 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. For the east side, the hangings were 75 feet wide. The hangings of one side of the gate were 22.5 feet long, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And the same for the other side of the court gate, on this side, and there were hangings 22.5 feet long, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. All the hangings of the court all around were of fine woven linen. The sockets of the pillars were of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver, and the overlay of their capitals was of silver, and all the pillars of the court had bands of silver. The hanging for the gate of the court was woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen. The length was 30 feet long, and the height along its width was 7.5 feet high, corresponding to the hangings of the court. And there were 4 pillars with their 4 sockets of bronze. Their hooks were of silver, and the overlay of their capitals and their band was of silver. All the pegs of the tent and of the court all around were of bronze. This is the inventory of the tent of testimony, which was counted according to the commandment of Musa. For the service of the Levim by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aharon, the Kohen, Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehudah, made all that Yahweh had commanded Musa. And with him was Aholiab, the son of Ahisamar, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and designer, a weaver of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine linen. All the gold that was used in all the work of the set-apart place, that is, the gold of the offering, was 29 talents, and 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the set-apart place. And the silver from those who were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents, and 1,775 shekels, according to the shekel of the set-apart place. A becha for each man, that is half a shekel, according to the shekel of the set-apart place, for everyone included in the numbering from 20 years old and above was 603,550 men, and from the 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets of the set-apart place and the bases of the veil, 100 sockets from the 100 talents, 1 talent for each socket. Now from the 1,775 shekels he made hooks for the pillars, overlaid the capitals, and made bands for them. The offering of bronze was 70 talents, and 2,400 shekels. And with it he made the sockets for the door of the tent of the appointed times, the bronze altar, the bronze grating for it, and all the utensils for the altar. The sockets for the court all around, the bases for the court gate, all the pegs for the tent, and all the pegs for the court all around. Please note about the ministering women. Most people think that women are not allowed to minister to the children of Israel, as in congregations today. However, this is not true. These women that were standing at the door of the tent of the appointed times were ministering to the children of Israel in order how to operate. Therefore, looking at that particular scenario, it is quite apparent that women are allowed to be part of the ministry and to be able to teach the children of Israel, provided they have a covering such as a husband or a rabbi. End note.